You are listening to a Need10 Media podcast production.
All right, Jay Hunt's in the move. We are set for the last game of the regular season. As Jessup comes in with a record of 2-6, 0-4 in district play, going to have East Marshall and the Mustangs. Coming to town, last game of the season, battle for, I suppose, fifth place in the district, if you want to look at it that way.
Yes.
Whether that's a shining moment, I don't know. So we're going a little different camera angle tonight. We'll see how this works, although the sun's probably going to blind me again. Maybe a little bit different from last week. So anyway, we're going to rewind back to the last couple weeks have been a challenge, just from the opponents that you faced. But I feel like there's things that happen in the games that you can just see the opportunities of where this team is going, as you don't quite look past this game, but where some things could go for Jessup football after that loss last week at Iowa City, Regina, or Regina Catholic, depending on who you're at.
Right. The last 3 weeks we've been playing some very, very good competition. Three teams that are ranked in the top 15 in Class 1A football, and it's a great measuring stick. Anywhere from, scrimmaging against Waterloo Columbus to Northland to Dyke and Iowa City Regina, and it's great to be able to have our kids come out and play and, like I said, use it as a measuring stick and see where we're at in comparison to those programs that have had some sustainable success, such as Dyke, New Hartford, and Iowa City, Regina.
Yeah, let's look at Friday night. You go down to Iowa City, Regina, and you come out there, and you've got the banners in that end zone that show the championships, and it's a nice setup they have and the history they have. Was that discussed at all going into that? Just that type of backdrop, that type of tradition that they have there, coming into that environment. You discussed that?
I think last year we talked about it a little bit more about some of the history that Iowa City Regina has and their success they've had. And they've had sustained success, not five-plus state championships in a row. But it wasn't a big focal point this year. It was come out, and this is what they like to execute. This is like what they like to run schematically. And very nice facility, very, very unique. We had a lot of kids talking about how it's very similar to the mini Rose Bowl, like how West Branch has it.
And
just another, if you want to cross it off your bucket list, another facility that you get to play at in the state of Iowa. And it was really cool.
Again, that game, final score 35-6. Right in the beginning, right in it, we saw the marching happening, and but it's just, it's unfortunate you guys shoot yourselves in the foot a little bit with just some minor errors that turn into big consequences as far as them scoring. How do you go back and review that? How do you even the game, trying to keep everybody positive, mm-hmm. but building on that to just keep moving forward and also into the next game?
It's really tough. At the end of the first quarter, I believe it was 7-0. And it's one of those where they're a team that's had the type of success and their ability to score. It's like, hey, we're right where we plan on us being. We had an opportunity to march the football down to start off the game after they scored.
Here, just a minute.
Hey.
I think you can walk faster than that. So.
How's your toe?
It hurts still.
I bet.
Sorry. We have to stop and talk to Jace's mom.
Sorry.
We're recording.
See ya.
So, Jace's mom out walking their dog. So, Jason, you'll be glad to know that's taking place, because I'm sure that's not your job. Anyway, I guess continuing on what you were talking about.
Yeah, and, it's unfortunately when, with any team, sometimes when it, starts off as a small little snowflake and then it can snowball into something a lot bigger. And a situation like that in the second quarter is we had some errors that happened, just like in any Friday night game in the state of Iowa or across the United States. And it seemed like it just kind of snowballed into something small, and it ended up being really big. So it was an unfortunate series of events for us, and come out and competed the second half and held them scoreless for the rest of the game. And there's some good things for us to be able to build off of that and continue to build into this week of East Marshall.
So got two wins matching the total you had last year. Opportunity to come in tonight We'll talk about BC, or not BC, we'll talk about East Marshall here in just a few minutes. But talk about this season. Again, not getting through tonight. You know, almost through your second season as the head coach. You've got had some little changes in your staffing and maybe in the way some things are operated. Let's just reflect a little bit. We talked a little bit before we recorded. But what have you seen that really has gone well this season for the Jayhawks?
We have made...
On and off the field.
On and off the field. We've made some changes from how we train in the Jack, and I briefly mentioned that in prior episodes. Changed the way we practice from the length and looking at how long certain periods are to other aspects. And, you know, you see this a lot on Twitter or Facebook, any other social media site, but guys cleaning up after themselves, taking care of the locker room, taking care of, you know, the bus ride home, especially last week, and, you know, all the trash is picked up and there's not food or anything else all over the place. And definitely trending in the right direction with how kids are being responsible for themselves when they're on the game field, the practice field, but also in other, for other spots as well, whether that's on the bus, the locker room, or picking up trash on the way to class as well.
Well, you know, what does that mean? And it's hard to quantify that. You can quantify, you know, a score on the scoreboard or a record in the record book, but how do you quantify that to a 16, 17, 18 year old young man about that, what that value is? Because it's not, I guess, saying it, there's stuff that you're mentoring, leading, if you will, that doesn't show its value right away.
Right. And that's, you know, the old saying is, it's really hard if someone tries to hold you accountable to a standard. And at the time, you may not like it, but 2, 3, and maybe even 10 years down the road, they realize, wow, that person was really on me because they cared about me. And the faster we can realize that, or we as in, you know, I have people who do the same for me that try to keep me in line and try to help me out along the way. But when we realize that, then it puts us in a position to be more successful. And it's really hard for kids to understand that. And you just, what you have to do is you got to keep your standards high, and you just got to consistently reinforce what you're trying to accomplish.
Well, that's got to be challenging for you as coaches too, right?
Yes.
Of how you do that?
Yes. And it's, you know, being able to do it in a positive manner and being able to do it with tons of energy as well, and just trying to consistently reinforce. You know, it's whether it's a, I always go back to the two things, Stratton and Howie. And if there's a behavior that we see with those two individuals, with my wife and I, how are we going to show that as a behavior that we want to consistently see? And it's with clapping, it's with positive reinforcement. And those two, obviously near and dear to my heart, are no different than these kids that we get, that we're fortunate enough to work with day in and day out at Jessup.
So as we have kickoff here set for 7 o'clock tonight, it is also senior night.
Yes, sir.
So there's been some kids pretty important to the program and the school. Talk through that. Talk through the seniors. You know, some that have seen more action on the field than others, but all have contributed in one fashion or another.
We have, you know, several seniors. You know, everybody has a role. And like you said previously, some have a bigger role than others do. You know, we have a couple of kids who haven't been out before, whether that's, you know, Nick Gutierrez, who's someone who has been able to help us out and give us stellar practice reps. We have Nick Swanson, who has been playing a little wide receiver from us and has been able to help us out during practice, but has been helping out with our punting duty as well. Going through some of the other seniors, you can't look past Lainey Bond, Kristen Sather, who's part of our manager staff, who's been very helpful through practices and games, being able to provide water and help pick up any way that they can. And then we're starting to look at some others.
Does Lainey have to take care of you as much as she has to take care of Joe Smines? Or have progressed beyond the Smines care level?
You know, I think to each their own. I think that's a question that Lainey could probably answer best.
I think Lainey would say, I don't dare want to answer that.
That would probably be a safe bet how Lainey would answer that. I don't know. Oh, well, I can ask Lainey later tonight.
Okay.
And then all right. We can reflect on it later. But then we have, you know, we have other seniors. We have Joe Girantano, who's been able to help us out on special teams, whether it's punting, filling almost every other role that we have on special teams, even being thrown in there to cornerback and defensive line sometimes. You have Cole Oberchak, who's been able to kick the football for us, hold down the left tackle spot the whole entire year, and play defensive line in and out. Landon Barrett, who's someone who's been in and out of football for a couple years and has been able to provide some depth and kind of been a spark plug for us at the defense end position these last couple weeks. You have Eric Sweeney, who has been able to be a monster in the middle and be able to provide the speed and some edge and some energy for us in the trenches. You have Keaton Roscovius, who's been able to hold down the left guard spot the whole entire year, and someone who's not afraid to come out there and hit, and been able to provide the intensity and be the leader on our defense as well.
Cooper Fueling, you should talk about Cooper.
Nope. No. Cooper Fueling, also
I'll back you up. Yep. I'll check you.
Thank you.
I'll check you.
Cooper Fueling, also known as Shoestring, being able to consistent. You hear pound the rock, that's Cooper Fueling. Comes out, does his work, same consistent effort day in and day out. Offense, defense, special teams. Yeah.
Luke Van Brocklin.
LVB. Luke Van Brocklin coming out. He has been a model of consistency for us at the defense end this year, being able to anchor once again part of our defensive line and our senior dominated defensive line. And just a kid who has put in a lot of time in the weight room, putting in time in, during the summer, and someone who's seen his senior year having some success due to all the work he's put in.
Roscoe. Did you talk about Roscoe?
Yeah, I talked about Roscoe.
Okay. Landon Barrett.
Landon Barrett. Yeah, yes,
I did. Mullet. Yep, still with the mullet?
Yes, I think
he's I'll always think, even if he doesn't have it, I'll just think he has it.
It's a good look for him.
Is it?
If it was between him and Cole Oberchak, I would say Landon pulls it off better, but I'm not trending. I don't have much of an opinion because I just started growing out my hair, so I guess.
Are you going to do that?
I don't have the patience to grow out a mullet. I really don't.
Well, I can't. It would look. I would look like Doc. Doc Brown from
Back to the Future.
That's what I would do if I tried to grow it out. Might even talk like him, too.
Did they have to make Back to the Future 3?
They did make. Well, did they have to?
Did they? I know they made one. Did they have to, though?
Because he went to the future?
No, I just think because the third one's awful. Do you know who likes Back to the Future? It's Mines. That's one of his favorite movies.
I can see that. I can see that. The third one was better than the second one, in my opinion.
Huh. To each their own.
Tonight, East Marshall. It was a win last year down at their place. Last game of the season, they come up here. You know, they are still looking for. You're both looking for that district win. They're looking for the second one. What do you think? What do they look like coming in? They've had some struggles too offensively.
You know, they're a team that likes to run the football. They've got some road graders up front, so they want to control the line of scrimmage and control the time of possession. Defensively, they want to stop the run and make you pass. And, you know, they run, like I said, a very run-oriented offense, and they have a couple looks out of it formation-wise, and they would just want to line up and try to use their guys, and they believe that they can beat you. They can run their offense better than you can stop it. So it would be a great opportunity for us to come out and ball out on senior night and use our team speed that we have to be able to bottle up the run and defend when they have the opportunity to pass and come out and use our speed.
So what is the charge you're going to give to these guys as they come out of the locker room ready to storm the field or as you're breaking out? What's really that charge that you're talking to them about, or maybe you're still working through what that exactly is going to be?
You know, I have some ideas in my head, but it usually just kind of clicks as I'm walking up to break the guys down. The three things I always tell them, though, is I tell them, have fun, be safe, and I love you guys, and come out and ball out. Those are the three things, the absolutes I tell them every single game. Other than that, everything else is just kind of on the table.
So how much do you work through the game of, you know, you're the chief energy officer, and being the head guy, you've got that role too now. compared to when you're assistant, you can maybe focus more on some of that stuff. How do you maintain that? How do you continue to be aware of when you need to get these guys going if you don't have those guys in the sideline doing that?
I would say the
awareness.
Before you'd say that, I'd say the biggest thing would be able to delegate to other players and incorporate that into their role on Friday nights. But yeah, sometimes it's as simple as, you know, hey, we got the call in, we got lined up. Now I got to, you know, whether it's try to single to the crowd, get up and get going, or nicely tell the cheerleaders to, hey, keep it up, keep them going, and so we can come out and perform on Friday.
7 o'clock kickoff. We have senior night coming up here very, very shortly. That'll be happening, I think, at 6:45 or something like that. On the Jayhawk Sports Network. You can follow on YouTube now, Facebook Live, you can watch, and also local cable channel 400. And we're going to talk to head coach Nick Green, cross country. Had a lot of success yesterday. We're going to have Kyle Roddinghouse as well as Amanda Trepto come up, and we'll visit between the first and second quarters. So that'll be fun to see.
Yes.
And volleyball continuing on.
Volleyball and cross doing some phenomenal things past couple weeks. And I'd just like to say congratulations to both programs and good luck in their upcoming competitions. And it's Friday. And so freak out because it's Friday night under the lights. And it's a great night to be a Jayhawk.
Always a great night to be a Jayhawk. Kickoff on its way on the Jayhawk Sports Network.
This is a Need 10 Media production.
Taking a break from this episode to tell you about the Motivators Assessment. A few years back, when I made a big turn on my own career adventure, I was traveling through O'Hare Airport, and I discovered the book What Motivates Me from The Culture Works. I was drawn to it because at the time in my life, I was looking to find out how I can get more excitement in the work I was doing. It wasn't about my strengths or personality, but what kind of work gets me excited each day. Going through this assessment, it gives you a great report. I learned that my key motivators are problem solving, learning, and developing others. It does really fit me. Go to whatmotivates.me, whatmotivates.me, to see what motivates you.